Hi, it's Ellen DeGeneres. Welcome to my podcast. We're going to listen to some of the best moments from the show, and it's going to be hosted by four executive producers that I love. Happy listening.
On today's episode of Ellen on the Go.
We're back.
Welcome to suckers.
Season two.
They tried to get rid of us.
We got picked up for a second season.
They said it couldn't happen.
Anyway, what is it?
Simmer down. Kylie Jenner tells us what the Kardashians think of her being a billionaire. I'm fully behind it. Ellen and our writer Lauren Pomerantz.
Present.
At Pomerantz, go wig shopping.
Lauren is here for season two.
She's
not a regular yet, but we're talking about it.
She's a recurring.
Yeah,
she's recurring.
Recurring character.
Andy drives a pedicab in New York City. Welcome to season two of
Ellen on the Go / Andy and Friends / season 17 of The Ellen Show, people.
Amazing.
Whoa. I mean, unbelievable. Lauren kept saying it's never going to make it more than three seasons. I'm Andy Lastner, your host.
Oh, I'm Mary Connolly.
Kevin A. Lehman III.
Lauren R. Pomerantz the first.
Lauren R. Pomerantz.
Yes. I'm going to say Rebecca.
Rivka.
No. Rachel.
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 Renee.
Robert.
Nope. No, let's see.
Roberta.
Ray, R-A-E.
Wow.
R-A-E.
Yeah.
Lauren Ray Pomerantz. What a wonderful name.
But now I'm into it.
I love it.
It's like, it's like Ellen Lee. You're
Ellen
Lauren
Lee.
Ray.
How did that come about?
My mom in the 70s. Doing her thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know.
You know, a little LSD.
Where were you conceived?
She was a big fan of Charlotte Ray. Yeah.
Love Charlotte Ray.
We don't talk about stuff like this on the podcast, but Lauren's mom, Jane, was a big fan of grass in the 70s. She smoked a lot of grass. and names like Ray would come out of that. Shout out to Jane.
I love Bubba Jane. Jane, I know, is a listener of the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Nope.
Repeat listener. We'll listen to the same one multiple times.
That's why.
No way.
Oh, yes.
No. The one you were on. When I'm on it, let's be clear.
Oh
yeah, when I saw her the other night, she said to me, I re-listened to the episode.
Really?
Yeah, she did. I go, oh, that's great.
Oh, God.
That's the first thing she told me.
Well, hi, Jane.
Hi, Jane. Hi, Mom.
And hi, Jane's husband. What's
Mark.
Your dad's name?
Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Yeah. Mark.
Also my Pomerantz.
And why was this man alive?
Every time I try to talk to him, Jane starts talking, so I never really have a full conversation with him.
And just a little shout out to Lenny and Faye.
You know, we have some funny people around here.
We really do. We do have a lot of funny.
I have to agree that
starting out with Ellen.
Yeah, I mean,
very funny.
Never not.
Hi, Ellen.
But since we're already on the topic of it, Ellen talked about on the show a little bit of a hair disaster she had in the spring, where a colorist and it got dry and the whole thing, and she ended up having to shave her hair down. She kept saying it was brittle, it was breaking
fried.
Off. Fried. It was a bad coloring. And so she basically spent the summer shaving her head and then having to grow it back. And one of the things she considered was wearing a wig.
That was really.
She talked about it on the show.
This is the most eloquent and efficient setup of a story.
I know.
You're like a real... and the facts...
I went to broadcasting school over the summer.
Don't let the actual facts get in the way of the story.
But the point is, she's considered wearing a wig because it's so hard to go through the whatever you go through as a woman in your hair. And she decided to take the beautiful Lauren Pomerantz, who wears a wig full-time...
Mm-hmm. Full-time wig
to a wig shop, and it is maybe the funniest piece of tape I've seen in many, many years.
Why don't we let Ellen tell the story about her hair, and then we'll play the wig piece for people?
That's a good idea. Based on Andy's description,
we should be out of time.
All right.
I don't know about you, but I have not stopped thinking about my hair. I don't know if you have, but it's, you know, when it's something's your thing and you think everybody must be thinking about it. But anyway, my hair. I told you a story about my hair, the coloring of it and everything last spring. I'm not going to recap the whole thing, but long story short, my hair was long and then it was short and then it fell out. And right out of my head, like was breaking off out of my head. And as I said back then, it started with the same sentence that all bad hair stories start with, which is I tried out a new person. And you know that story, right? So when she colored my hair, it turned a lot of colors except for blonde, which is the one I was going for. And it was bad. It was like really, really bad. And my hairdresser said I needed to shave it really short so that the color was completely out of it and I would grow new virgin hair. And since I wasn't working over the summer, that's what I did. It was like I was a talk show host part of the year, and then in the summer I was like a Marine. I was. It was and. I really planned on coloring it again because I got, it was like, you know, it was real. I'd never seen my natural color. I'd been coloring my hair for so long. And it was really, really short, and I knew that I had to grow it out, but and I was going to color it. But then I got used to it, and I was like, oh, it's my natural color, and that's what I should do. And Portia liked it, and a lot of people liked it, and it was the first time, like I said, that I had seen my natural color. This is what it looked like. It was that short, and that is my natural color. So I was going to keep it that way. But then Mary, who's right over here, yeah. She called to give me her opinion, which it was that I should go back to blonde. Wow. And everybody knows Mary. You remember, I talked about her rash all last year. and I guess the rash was contagious because I made a rash decision after I I agreed to go back to blonde. So then my virgin hair was touched for the very first time. And so, yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Anyway, it was such an ordeal. I was making a joke. I should just wear a wig. And then, because it's easier. Oh, I should? Okay. Yeah. Well, I went wig shopping, and I brought my writer, Lauren, to pay. And here's what happened at the wig shop. Lauren, we're in a wig shop. But you are here with me because your wig is. I mean, oh, you right. can't. Okay. That's amazing. All right. I mean, if you it's have good. Something that's that natural and mm-hmm. yet when you pull it, it doesn't come out, that's what I'm looking for.
I think
for.
A little came out.
Well. How many mistakes do it take till you leave when I'm left with my hand and my face? Are you getting that one?
I'm trying it for the first time.
Is that real hair?
No, this is synthetic.
Synthetic. And what is it made of? Like guitar strings? Wow, that feels almost like your wig. That's, wow.
How are you? Welcome to Wig Heaven.
Wig Heaven. I'm wigging out, man, just being here. That's a good name for a shop, too, Wigging Out.
I think there is a Wigging Out.
And what about getting wiggy with it? Or, here we are.
Oh, that's good.
Is that good?
Yeah, that's good.
What would this be used for?
To enhance your ponytail.
Ooh. Uh-huh.
This is my mother, by the way.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that looks, that enhances it.
Is that good?
That really enhances it.
Oh, wow.
What's your name?
Lenya.
Lenya. We're wig shopping for me, really. I'll okay. be honest with you. Lenya. What's your name?
Lenya.
That's right.
So, what do we want to look like?
I want to look like me.
There may actually be a wig called The Ellen.
Oh. What?
Yeah.
If I had known I had my own wig, why would I be doing this the whole time?
So much easier.
So that was a really funny piece of tape. And mm-hmm. and let me just say this, is that, Lauren, you know we love you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm told.
You may not have been the first choice well, we, of yeah. the person
we,
to
we,
go.
We love Lauren. We wouldn't we love spend Lauren. The kind Lauren, of money we spent wiring that wig shop.
Lauren is our first choice on many, many, many things.
Oh yeah,
but we found ourselves
in a pickle.
We found ourselves with a wig shop with Ellen available, and we needed someone to go to the wig shop with Ellen.
Yes,
and we needed someone to go because
we didn't have anyone because there was a cancellation.
Well, we had a pro wig wearer that was going to do the shoot with us.
Right.
Yeah, and her none other than the very famous rapper. Nicki Minaj.
Oh, we're
Nicki
going
Minaj.
There.
Nicki Minaj was going to come and go and take Ellen wig shopping, and they were going to look at wigs together. And what happened was we were supposed to shoot at 1:30, and at 1:30, Nicki was still in Beverly Hills. She was
and
having...
Ellen had to get to a thing that night.
Ellen had a thing.
Yeah. So we were up against the time crunch.
We were up against the time crunch. So, Lauren... A call was made.
Yes, I received a phone call.
You received a phone call.
I was in my office.
How much time did you have between receiving the phone call and when you had to get in the van to head off to the wig shop?
About 30 seconds. Yeah. And I took 45 seconds.
And how was that? How was that received?
I was quickly ushered into a van. I did not know where it was going.
Like a scene in Old School.
Yeah.
Yeah. And while we're moving... Blue. Ellen's makeup person, Heather, is trying to touch up Lauren and help her out.
Doing the best
Not
she
that
can.
She needs it.
Do a little
well, I said, can I please have just maybe a touch of concealer?
Yeah.
I've got some dark circles, of course.
Yeah.
And so she did that.
Where do those dark circles come from?
Well, as you would see, they're genetic.
They've been in the Pomeranz family.
I don't mean genetic.
This is not the first generation of Pomeranz.
Jane, I hope you're not listening.
I don't mean genetic. I mean from birth.
I see.
Yeah, like they're in my. I came with them.
The truth is, you don't really have dark circles.
I
know.
I do.
And you're absolutely beautiful.
Why?
They're a shadow from your eyeballs.
No,
that's all you're saying.
Yes. You have light because you have those. Fair
today
skin.
Is hard because
you have those eyeballs that pop out, so they create. Oh,
that's the thyroid condition.
Yes,
that's a thyroid.
Which I did think I had, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
Still do.
If you know just a little something about Lauren, her homepage basically on her computer is WebMD.
Yeah.
And there's always something wrong. There's always an ailment, and that's what she and I bonded on because. Yeah. As Jews, we often think something is wrong, and it's always dire.
Yeah.
Now, Lauren was on our podcast last year.
Sure.
Yeah.
Last season.
Thank you for having me.
And during that podcast, we had a conversation where we talked about movies, and there's a bit of a gap in my movie cultural upbringing.
Right.
I'll say.
And Lauren... you did say.
Mm-hmm.
And Lauren gifted me after that a movie on DVD.
Called?
Beaches.
First Wives Club.
Yes.
First Wives Club. Did you see it?
Have you watched it?
Over the summer.
Did you
live texted with Lauren during it.
Wow. And what was your assessment?
I enjoyed it so much.
Wasn't it great?
I really did.
I think you might be ready for Beaches.
I couldn't agree more.
I admitted this to Lauren at the time. I had had knee surgery and I was, you know,
medicated.
I was not feeling an immense amount of pain. At that
little stony stoned?
I was quite happy.
That was the movie.
It's a good movie.
It was the movie.
Yeah.
It is a good movie.
It's a great movie.
It's a good cast. It's funny.
Yeah.
I texted Lauren at one point and went, Bette
has
oh
done
my God,
the
Bronson Pinchot.
has Bette Midler ever done anything where you go, that's not so good?
Never once.
Never once. Perfect.
Yes,
right now, Bette Midler is selling her place in New York City for $50 million.
We've already talked about it.
$50 million?
$50 million.
What is it, a triplex?
It's a penthouse.
Penthouse. A duplex penthouse, I think.
Central Park West?
I think East Side.
What if she came to L.A.?
No, she already was here then. She moved after the earthquake.
She said they're downsizing.
It's like you know nothing about her.
Oh, God. I wish I knew more.
I wish I had seen clippings.
I'll send you some stuff, Andy.
I want to see something. I missed that whole apartment thing.
Lauren has a birthday coming up, and happy birthday to Lauren.
Thank you.
As a reminder...
Big 5-0!
As a reminder, on one of our last episodes of last season, we mentioned that part of our renewal contract was that we would be taking the podcast on the road at least twice to either a viewer's house, a venue. So please let us know why we should come to wherever you are and do our podcast for all 7 or 8 of you.
Is that true?
Yeah, it's part of our contract.
Yeah.
There's no contract.
There's no contract.
We don't have a contract.
But, yes, we wanted. We were thinking it.
But you'd like to just go into someone's house.
Yeah, we would like to go to someone's home and do this podcast.
Okay.
We asked Ellen, and she's like, "You guys are not welcome in my home." So then we thought, "Well, where else could we go if Ellen doesn't welcome us in her home?"
Right.
And distance is not a thing. So, as an example, if Jane Pomeranz wanted us to broadcast from New Jersey in her home,
right.
Oh, yes,
on a Friday
please.
Before Shabbos, we would do it.
She does not want us in her home.
Oh,
she
would 100% she wants you in her home.
She would put us up for the whole weekend.
That is the Ellen on the Go podcast equivalent of the military stopping at a Trump resort in Scotland on its way to another.
Stopping at Jane's.
Seems totally fair and above board.
Right. Should we also just say that Lauren has an absolutely lovely wife?
Oh, yes, she does. Yes.
Elizabeth
Lizzie Bear.
Bear. Lizzie Bear.
Just absolutely...
The sweetest.
Just
lovely.
Wait, are you
they
out?
Just, they don't...
I mean, I guess now.
She's the sweetest and beautiful.
And beautiful and so madly in love with Lauren.
Yeah.
That it's really touching and very sweet to watch.
And accepts Lauren...
She was so sweet.
Accepts all of Lauren's sort of... issues.
Yeah. I understand.
I don't know
it's
how
my
she
understanding
does
it. She accepts many of them, but not all of them.
Maybe not all, but many.
Most, but not all.
Elizabeth Higgins Clark, Lizzie Bear's grandmother, Mary Higgins Clark.
True.
Maybe
you've
heard
of her.
Was a
Jeopardy question this summer.
It was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We always watch for that.
Yeah. It was this summer. I watched a lot of Jeopardy this
You're
summer.
You're kidding.
Yeah. Yep. I'll get the episode.
Did you get any smarter?
Probably not.
That's very cool. That's right.
Oh, we
Lauren.
Like,
I run the sports categories.
Lauren Pomeranz is married into the Mary Higgins Clark fortune.
Right.
Here's something very, very exciting that I just got approved moments before we went on air today.
Really?
What?
For the first time ever, on Ellen on the Go podcast, and you'll get details in the next few weeks, one of our listeners will be getting a pair of 12 days of giveaway tickets.
What?
To come.
Really?
I just got it approved right before.
Who'd you go to?
I had to.
It's like a live idea meeting of thoughts in Andy's
head. Yeah, is he just making this
Is anyone think it's a bad idea?
All of it.
It's a great idea.
It's a great idea.
The podcast to your
but
house.
But you have to listen. And it's going to involve, it's just so you know, it's going to involve a quiz from Kevin Lehman on air live where he asks you questions about things that have happened on this podcast. My guess would be you better be someone who listens to this
And the brilliance of it is that while he's having the idea,
he's saying it out loud.
He's also giving Kevin Lehman work.
Kevin Lehman is so good at that. You'd be sitting on an airplane and he just hands you a thing and you got a whole multiple choice situation.
I'd be happy to quiz someone. What's the title of this Hanukkah-based 12 Days of Giveaways game show we're doing?
You just said it. Andy's Hanukkah 12 Days of Giveaways.
I like it. All right.
But listen for details upcoming.
So
no purchase required.
Shall we talk about Kylie Jenner?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, the podcast is called Ellen on the Go.
Right.
Yeah.
This was mostly our summer catch-up.
Just working the rust off.
Yeah, Kylie Jenner was on the program with her mom.
She was.
And as you may or may not know, Kylie Jenner is a billionaire because of a little makeup situation that she thought of a few years ago that took off like wildfire.
I believe it was a lip kit.
A lip kit.
4 years ago here, not a billionaire.
On our show.
Talking about this brand new product that she was launching.
She was 18 years old.
Yeah, this lip kit. Come ahead 4 years.
She's a billionaire.
She's back on our show.
Yeah.
They say she's a billionaire.
But the thing I thought was really good.
She left money everywhere.
The thing that was amazing about it, though, is she didn't just come on to just catch up on being a billionaire.
Correct.
She came here to do good.
She did.
And when she thought, I want to give away $1 million, who can I do this with? She thought of Ellen.
Very nice.
It made me have a lot of newfound respect for Kylie and that family. So I thought it was cool.
Absolutely. And she brought gifts for the audience. Mm-hmm.
She did.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Yesterday, Monday, at 3:15 in the afternoon, I get a text from my 14-year-old daughter.
Oh, boy.
Saying, hey, I'm watching your premiere show.
Hmm.
And I go, that's fantastic. I'm so glad you are. And she said, Kylie gave away some product.
She would like it.
Is there any left over? Is there any product to be had?
And so cut to, you're bringing home some Kylie products?
Cut to, I may have to see what's laying around. Okay, go ahead.
Roll it.
Do they call you Kylie Billionaire Jenner? I mean, does the family? I mean, they must be. They've all been working for years, and suddenly you come along, and you're the youngest, and you're a billionaire. First of all, she must be your favorite child, I would assume.
Duh.
Yeah. But, I mean, do they really make fun of you? Do they give you a hard time?
It's only when when we're like in a group chat talking about, let's all go, oh my God, we should go on a trip. And then everyone's like, Kylie, are you going to pay for it? Or just stuff like that. They just joke with me, just sister
they tease
love. But they're all really proud of me, mm-hmm. for sure.
And do they expect you to pay for all this stuff?
No, they don't really.
No.
Just my stuff. Pays for my stuff.
Right.
I'm the oldest.
They
tell me all the time, though, how proud they are of me.
Yeah, no, I'm sure they are. And let's talk about the birthday thing, because there were pictures, and there are beautiful pictures. So you went to Portofino. Where else did you go?
Positano and Saint-Tropez, Capri in Italy.
So that was
France.
Your birthday gift that you were on a boat?
Yes.
And you just spent the whole time on the boat with the whole family, or who went?
I had like
Corey,
five of my friends,
me,
and then Travis was there, Stormy was there.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So Travis took time off to hang out with you. I just watched that documentary this weekend, by the way. If you haven't seen, it's Look Ma, I Can Fly. What is it?
Look Ma, I Can Fly. It's amazing. Everyone has to watch it.
He's incredible.
I had no idea
what a giant. Like crazy rock star he is.
He's amazing.
People diving into the crowds. I'm going to start doing that, by the way. I'm going to start surf diving, and I'm going to run out and run as fast as I can and just dive, and y'all pass me around. Would that be okay?
That's a good idea.
Let's talk about the birthday collection.
Yes.
So tell everybody what it is, first of all.
So every year on my birthday, I really like to give back. It's like the greatest gift of all time. And I also do a birthday collection for Kylie Cosmetics every year. And this year I did a collection and the theme was money. But really it's about raising as much money to just give back. And I also really appreciate you teaming up with me and finding some amazing people
we're gonna do something really amazing later in the show. But Kylie reached out to us and we're gonna do that later. Right now Kylie wants to give the entire audience her cosmetics. So
well, our producer Daniel is telling us that we have to wrap. Apparently, we have filled up today's podcast.
Before we fill it up, can we talk a little bit about your trip to New York?
Yeah.
To promote to season 17, you went to the U.S. Open.
Remember that time you weren't sure that you wanted to go do an Average Andy episode at the U.S. Open, and now you're in a texting relationship with some of the greatest tennis players in the history of the sport?
Oh, I know some of the players. Let's just say Lauren.
So we'll talk about the U.S. Open on our next podcast. Someone had the idea to put Andy in a pedicab.
That was Matt Wright.
Matt Wright. Our friend Matt Wright, who's appeared on this podcast, to cycle around Manhattan promoting to season 17 of our show. And it was really, really, really funny.
Were you sore after that?
I was sore. Well, I was sore because the day before I played 6 hours of tennis.
Right.
Which might have only been
half. Did you play 6 hours of tennis?
Which might have been only half an hour, but it felt like 6 hours. But I was on my feet a lot at the U.S. Open, and then the next day I had to get on a pedicab. So
did you get a mystery bruise?
What?
And did you get a mystery bruise?
I got a mystery. We need to talk about that. How did that happen?
What was bruised?
Well, what happened was I have a huge mark on my inner thigh.
Show
Lauren
the photo.
He's pointing to his
groin. I'll show you the photo, but just think, you know, discoloration.
A high groin has been indicated on
Mr. Lassner. All sorts of colors. And I'm positive in my head, 100%, I was hit by a tennis ball. They went through every piece of footage from the U.S. Open, and I was never hit by a tennis ball. So now, how did this happen? Why, as Mary says, is it the shape of a ball?
I think it's when you threw the racket on the ground, it came back up.
Yeah.
That's what you think?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to look at that.
I don't know.
Anyway.
It's quite a bruise.
Why don't you ask your new tennis friends? Hmm?
He did go to a BDSM club later in the night.
Maybe it was that.
You went where?
Don't ask.
Okay.
I hesitantly do this stuff, and I have to say, I did come to like all the tennis players I interacted with.
We're talking
were
about
just
that
such warm people. What are we talking about? The pedicab?
Pedicab now.
Okay, sorry. So yeah, I was very sore from the pedicab.
Because this is why no one listens to us.
Yeah. Because there's no organized.
This isn't even Andy and friends. This is just Andy.
It's just Andy.
All right, so then just tell me. Let's start again.
Okay. And action.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Ellen on the Go.
What are we talking about? The pedicab. Yeah, so I was sore. I was very sore from playing tennis the day before, and yeah, so that's what happened.
It's good. You're excellent storyteller.
Yeah.
My poor mom
but
has
I,
to have
I
to hear that twice.
I did love being in New York because I got to see my mom. What do you say?
My poor mom's had to hear that twice.
Oh, no.
Why would the pain ever end for me? It's season 17 and it continues. So I'm going to mount it.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay.
So this one's hydraulics, so you want to pump it when you brake with this one.
I want to what?
You got to pump the brake.
Uh-huh.
If you...
That's yeah, a cute dog. Ellen's not here. You don't have to wait. She's not coming.
Oh, she's not coming?
No, it's just me today. Sorry. It's going to happen all day. I'm just... Not that I'm not used to disappointing people on a daily basis. Season 17's coming up. Hi there. Ellen is mean to me. You want a ride? Do you really? Where do you want to go?
42nd.
You're my first ride. We're at 42nd and 6th. I don't know where we are, but we're going to figure this out. I'm Andy. So you know this is obviously New York's Times Square. Don't honk me. How long have you guys been together?
Year and a half.
Year and a half. Here's the thing. All I'm doing is, like, I'm chewing your ears off. If you guys want to make out, do your thing. I'm not stopping you. Hi there. Yeah. Season 17, Ellen DeGeneres Show. How much do I get paid to promote that? Nada. Ellen, at one of her 17 homes right now. Me, biking through New York City. My legs are killing me. I don't have a lot of lower body strength. Or upper body. Oh, yay. Go. Love Ellen. I'm Andy. If you look to the right with the afro is Al Roker, but he does not want to be recognized, and so he wears that wig. Are you guys all getting in? Oh, that's a lot of, yeah, I'm not used to three customers. I've only done two. Hold on, let me just get out of the walkway. I'm sorry. My entire life is being an inconvenience to people. Oh God, pedaling. Pedaling, stop honking. Oh, you gonna honk me? You gonna honk? I'm gonna bell. How about that? You honk, I bell. Hi, come on in. Where are you going?
We have a show down the road. But
down the road, go ahead. Yeah, well that's Ellen. That's Ellen, right here. She looks different. She looks different on TV. Yes. Get a picture. TV, there's a lot of makeup, and so people don't believe it. Isn't that great? I'm just taking a little break. What? F*** you. Oh. Honk all you want. Oh, look at you all. You're so fast. Try driving people. Oh, she just gave me the finger. I love her. Watch season 17. This is really gonna, this is gonna draw the viewers in. This is a great idea, Ellen.
Subscribe today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening right now. And don't forget to watch Ellen's season 17 weekdays for even more Ellen fun.
Thanks, everybody. Bye. Thank you, Lauren.
Thank you, Lauren, for coming.
And watch a show. We have some crazy shows coming up with guests and lots of new stuff. It's really fun.
You have to watch today's with Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, my God. So good.
And Friday, there's something we've never done before.
A big guest. And it's just one good thing after another.
Thanks,
Jane. We buried the lead.
And yeah, exactly.
Goodbye.
We would so love to know more about you here at Ellen on the Go. Please head over to Wondery.com/survey. It's a really short survey that will help make this show better. The Wondery.com/survey. WONDERY.com/survey. We'd really appreciate hearing from you.